This conference will.
I got a question out there. Go ahead.
Not a question.
This conference will.
Great. So we're going to talk about the article I came across, and of course we were kind of scrambling a little bit, but I liked it a lot because it's not just even though it talks about women, we can deal with this from a man perspective too. But there are a lot of reasons why professionals are moving into network marketing today, and you want to know. I mean, it's a lot of the things that are written in the article today and in the write up may not be new to you, but maybe some of the language will be, because one of the things I fell in love with when I read this article and then put it into an outline form for today was the fact that a lot of times when we're out talking to people, we don't know, you know, how many times you raise your hand and say, I didn't know what to say, or I didn't know the most appropriate thing to say. I wasn't sure what would be, you know, most convincing for them. You know, we tend to stumble over words or terminology, and we feel like then we walk away and we say, oh, how could I have been different? You know, they didn't see it, and, you know, and then we want to beat up on ourselves. Well, first of all, you got to stop beating up on yourself, because, you know, it's not always about you, it's about them. I always say when an opportunity appears to somebody, it's not really how it's delivered that makes the difference. It's the person in a position where they're ready to hear it. And that's what makes more of a difference on whether or not they come on board than what you might be looking like or feeling like or tasting like or whatever, sounding like in that whole conversation, right? So don't beat up on yourself. But the idea is that if we can use languaging that is more insightful, or we can listen and hear things that are more important, then we may be able to drive the point home more towards why they should make a shift. Because that's what we're talking about here, is people making a shift. They're making a shift from a traditional working position to get into network marketing as a model, as a business model. And we know there's a lot of exciting opportunities today. People are making lots of money in network marketing. Manatech is taking off again, and we see a lot of people driving their businesses in whole new ways. We have people in our organization that have gotten to regional and national and on their way to executive just in the last 3 to 5 months. It's really exciting to see that new growth that's happening, and new people getting excited about the business again and really taking off with it. So with all of that happening, it's fun to see how do we get people that are perhaps professionals that come out of the professional arena. Fun for me to give this talk to you guys, too, because I happen to be one of those people. I mean, I was a practicing lawyer. I had my own business. I had really no reason to move out of what I was doing. I was perfectly, you know, I should say satisfied with the income I was making by all means, but I shouldn't say I was satisfied with what was going on in my life because, you know, there were there's a lot of emptiness that was happening. So I can maybe today when we go through these 10 characteristics, I'll actually talk a little bit about myself and my move into network marketing as well. So that's why I want to, talking about this, and the statistics in the article are fascinating as well, that in the last 10 years, or I should say the years 97 through 2007, women-owned businesses grew by 44%. And it was twice as fast as men-owned firms. So we see women are growing in their own realm. And I don't know what the current statistic is through 2012, but my suggestion would be it's probably even growing faster because more and more women are getting out into their own business and building their own businesses. So we have this huge surge of women getting into business and their own business, women-owned businesses. So leaving the corporate world and getting into their own business. And today, if you look at the statistics, a lot of the statistics about what happened in 2008 when we had the big, you know, the near greatest depression we've ever faced in the history of the United States. We forget that so many times we look back at what's happened over the last 4 years and it doesn't look very good. But the reality is that when it first hit us right at the end of George Bush's term, what was happening at that point in time, people were predicting that this would be the greatest depression the country had ever seen. And we've seen some countries actually experience that by going into, you know, country depressions and country, should I say, country defaults, bankruptcies. But the United States is still holding itself together in some way, shape, or form, and we're moving ahead probably better off than 90% of the other countries out there suffering from this global recession. But the idea is that we still are seeing that with all the people getting laid off and there's still high number of unemployed, that more and more of them are women who have been laid off, and they're leaving traditional careers, and we see a lot of them because of the state of the economy. This is another movement that's being made into starting their own businesses. And that's not ending. Today is just as relevant today as it was 3-4 years ago. And then the professional women have plenty of options when deciding where to go and look for themselves. And there's why not network marketing? What's the appeal of network marketing? And that's what we're going to talk about today. What are the kind of things that really would sell a professional woman to enter into your business? Because and why do you want somebody like that in your business? Well, I don't know. Why would you want Mary Jo Hilliker in your business? Would you like to have her in your downline? I think that when you look at people that are professionally trained and are used to those, you know, kind of structured hours and discipline around that, that's a great thing to bring into your network marketing business. It's a great thing because they're going to apply the same principles. They're very dedicated. They tend to be very driven and work hard. And you love to have those kind of people join your business because they're going to be what we call self-starters. They're going to be people that are going to jump on board as soon as they get their, you know, their feet wet and on the ground running. You'll see them run away with your organization. And I know that happened to me when I joined Suzanne Kemp's downline. Probably within 2.5-3 years, my organization was bigger than her organization. She was already one of the top presidentials in Manatech, and my organization was bigger than the organization she started with when she first signed me up in the Manatech. So that ability to take on people that have that wherewithal to be self-starters and really run with something and the desire and the drive to make that happen. They do it at all costs, kind of nothing's going to hold them back. A lot of these people are so driven that they really don't need a lot of, they just need that basic underlying how-tos and what is Ambertose and what's Nutriveris, and you can watch them run with the wind. So what are 10 reasons, they came up with 10 reasons why women are leaving the corporate world for network marketing. And these are, again, critical concepts because when you talk to these professional people and they're thinking about, they're whining about their business that they're in or they're complaining about or they just got laid off, you want to see what actually is going to trigger them to take a more serious look at network marketing. Because a lot of you have the viewpoint, oh, they're never going to be interested in network marketing. They've been too professional. They've been in this realm. They're used to this kind of income. Well, you need to be ready with words and ready with concepts that are going to really strike home. Because remember, our whole business is about need fulfillment. And a lot of the 10 reasons in here are really reasons about needs. Needs these women have that weren't fulfilled in their prior environment. So what can we do to help them choose a different environment and go forward with network marketing versus where they are? So let's start with number one is tired of corporate grind. And this is very true because people who've been in the corporate world for years, like I was, I mean, sometimes you get a little tired of what's going on. I mean, I would go to work every day and have to dress up in a suit as a lawyer and you know, all the things that were going on in the office. You know, there's a lot of, a lot of things that I didn't necessarily really want to participate in, the politics around it, you know, office politics. There's definitely in my legal environment the idea that of glass ceilings, which is that women could only make so much and men were a different level. And you always had a boss. So the idea is that independence, if you get tired of the corporate grind, this business offers, and that's the word I would circle as most important, is independence. You want to have that new level of independence that you didn't have before. And so that's a great word to give people who are walking away from their businesses. And the ability, I like the ability to put on a comfortable pair of yoga pants or sweatpants. And in fact, this morning I got out of bed and put on a t-shirt and pair of shorts and went out and worked in my garden for an hour at 6 o'clock this morning before I got my day started. And I haven't changed since. That's a very different story, scenario than when I was practicing law. So the beautiful nature of being able to have that flexibility and not have to be stuck in that corporate grind is awesome. You know, be your own boss, be independent, and be able to wear that yoga pair of yoga pants all throughout the day if you so choose to do it. So those are great concepts. So just tired of that whole corporate grind atmosphere. And that corporate grind atmosphere is a grind because there's always a tremendous amount of pressure, and not self-inflicted, but inflicted by people around you. The second characteristic that they talked about was craving more work-life balance. And I think that's even more so today because I don't know how many of you have kids. A lot of us are way beyond that stage. But even if I look at my grandkids, you know, I like to go out there and see my grandkids. They play baseball all the time now. They're active in sports. I mean, today there's so many outside activities that the parents of these kids, it drives them crazy. And when you're working an 8-to-5 job or in many instances, 8-to-8 job, you can't participate with them in the arena that you'd like to. You can't be there at their after-school games. You can't. So that's another concept that a lot of women, especially women, and this is where I would distinguish men from women because I think women have more of a passion to be a greater participant. And this is, I know it sounds like a stereotype, but I think it's changing, but I still think women still have much more of an emphasis in that regard to be more of the parent that raises the child, thus wants to be a super mom and kind of be part of their activities all the way throughout their lives. And I see so many moms today that they start missing their kids' younger years and they go, I'm never going to get these back. And that's what causes them to want to leave the work environment. And that's another terminology you can use with women that are in the working place and say, how old are your kids? You know, and say, you know, aren't they growing up fast? I mean, I never hear that. I don't hear that as much from a mom who's raising her own children as I hear it from women that are in the workforce. Because women in the workforce are really missing all those years. They're working and they're watching the kids just grow up outside the realm of their, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day they're spending in the workforce. So it seems to pass a lot faster. So to be able to be involved at every level with those kids every day, to be able to go to their soccer games and all those kind of things, and to be able to just take a break. I mean, I love, one of the things I love, and I communicate this to some people when I talk to them about the benefits of network marketing is, you know, at 2:00 in the afternoon, Lydia and I can run over to LA Fitness and work out for an hour. As long as I don't have a three-way call, boom, we can hit that and do it. So it's not about having to get up at 6:00 in the morning and take care of it. We can actually do that in the middle of the afternoon. We have a flexibility and a schedule to be able to do all of those things. And that's a great break to take in the middle of the day to get away from maybe some of the chaos that sometimes we create in our business. But all of those are, again, the flexibility and get more work-life balance in our lives instead of all work, no play, and then, you know, the work come back, come and make dinner at home and go to bed. It just seems like you're somebody else is running your life. So perfect. More work-life balance, the soccer games, the yoga classes, just the ability to have that freedom. That's a neat thing. Number three, again, circle those language people. I'm just telling you, go through this outline today and circle words that you're not using today when you're talking to people about the wonderful nature of this opportunity. Sometimes we get so caught up in Nutriverus and the Give for Real program, we forget that this business is still all about meeting someone's need, finding their need, and showing how it can be met. And that's what we're talking about today. Needs people have that you need to be able to listening for or suggesting or questioning them about that. Number three is working as part of a team. Very important that when you start working with people that are in corporate America and they're looking at coming out or they've just been laid off and looking at network marketing as a model, these people are used to working in teams. They're not usually solo operators, not like I can tell you from a lawyering perspective, I was a big solo operator, so that's a little different atmosphere, but most people in the corporate arena are working in teams. So it's kind of daunting to them to think that they're going to go and do network marketing and it's a solo operation. So you want to really make sure that you're using language. And here's a good word that came out of the article today was the opportunity to collaborate. Collaboration is kind of one of those newfangled words. A lot of people use the word today. You hear it used prolifically in the corporate world. So you can use it as well in network marketing. We do a lot of collaboration. And that's evident in our organization about, you know, how many team calls we have, group calls we have, how many times I go visit people. We do trainings. We work together in an environment, in a community. We even do cross-line things. Like when I visited Jeff Allen in Tulsa, that was all about his group up there and supporting his group by doing a presentation for them as well. And then the idea that you have a support team, that you're working as a team. you recognize people have different strengths and you work as a support team together. So there's always a support group, support availability, capacity, technology. Of course, Lydia, for me, is a huge technology support team, and as she is for everybody in my organization. But you want to build that concept of what you have there. And you don't have to have a Lydia to have that kind of presentation for people. It's just about your how do you team up with people. And one of the things that I've done in the past, we really haven't used it. I can't remember using it, and probably because we haven't seen a lot of new business builders coming on board except for the last 6 months. But we used to have this support sheet of support team. Mary Jo Hilliker, downline, here's our support team sheet. So people could be aware of what we offer as a team, and that's how we work. Number four, opportunity to choose who you work with. This is really big. Some of you don't appreciate this, but if you've been in a work environment, how many of you have been in a work environment where you might have had a bad apple sitting next to you at the desk next door? Or you had somebody that you just didn't have any joy being around in your work environment. And that can be a huge issue for somebody in a work environment. And the article talked about battle scars of dealing with difficult bosses or cutthroat colleagues. I would suspect that probably it's even more so today because there's so few jobs. I mean, the job market's kind of shrinking, so everybody's looking around who's going to get cut next. So it might even present a more cutthroat atmosphere since people are hoping that it's not them, and so they want to blame things on other people or push people's buttons, try to, you know, promote themselves over everybody else in the environment so that they make sure they're not the next one to be cut if there's cutbacks happening. But, you know, the idea that you can choose who you work with, and I love that about Manatech. In fact, if you look at your Manatech business, you're going to see some interesting things. As you grow your business, you can look around and you can look at some of the people in your organization. You can say, wow, they're very much like me. You know, they have a heart and passion. They have a love for the Lord. They have a love, you know, so they can start seeing a lot of characteristics that you carry forward are true about the people around you and your organization. Because we tend to be what's it called, the law of attraction. We tend to attract who we are. Now, that's got the good side and the bad side to it, right, everybody? Yeah. So, I mean, if you're lazy and you're a procrastinator and you don't follow through, you're uncommitted, what are you going to attract in your life? The lazy, the procrastinator, the uncommitted, you know. So we really want to work on ourselves so that we build the characteristics that we so desire to attract, because we attract who we are. It's the concept of, you know, the same idea that we have is that whatever you want more of in your life, you got to give more of that, and that's what you're going to attract back. It's the law of attraction at its ultimate level is who we attract to in our lives. But the neat thing about network marketing is we can choose. And as you all know, one of my favorite exercises I use, it's actually in Manatrain. I think it's one of the first things I ever posted on my Manatrain website, was a training I did on what are the most important characteristics of a business partner. And it was about a 2.5-hour training I did at Manifest 1 year. And it isolated, you know, what are those most important characteristics that we're looking for in people that we want to have in our lives, that we'd like to see in people that we're working with. And everybody ought to have that set of criteria for a number of reasons. Number one, because, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. As you put those thoughts in your head about, dear Lord, and you pray about, you're going to have an idea of what you're looking for. You're going to really be crystal clear on what are the most important characteristics of a person that would be your next business builder. And you can then put that out in the universe that that's what you're looking for, and that's what you're going to start attracting. So you want to be real crystal clear. You don't want to just say, hey, I want a business builder, and the first thing I'm going to ask you is going to be, what characteristics do you want to see in that business builder? Isolate those, be specific, write those down on a piece of paper, and then go out and look for new people for your organization so you're clear. The second reason why that list is so important about people that you'd like to attract and people you'd like to work with is when you find people, you can start looking and going, okay, this part, you get so excited about them because they talk a good talk. How many people have found people that talk a good talk? We find them all the time because they're a dime a dozen. And what happens is now you can go home and you can pull out your list and say, okay, what did I really see in that person? And if the 10 characteristics that you've put down on a piece of paper, they only had one, maybe you're just so hard up and you're so anxious and you're so desperate that you're building something into this person that they are not. Now, that doesn't mean you can't help support them, be a better person, grow in their characteristics, send them self-development courses, maybe some clever work or whatever you're working on. I mean, yeah, but are you looking at a six-year commitment here, or are you looking to try to create some results in 6 months? Big difference. But again, the opportunity that you're going to be talking to these people coming out of corporate America about is the ability to build their own set of criteria and work with the people they choose to work with. So they build their own team. They're not going to be forced in an environment to work with people that they may find are unscrupulous, no integrity. They can build the kind of people they want around them and thus create greater joy in their work environment as well. Number five is necessity and security, because not every woman who starts her own business does it because it's really their first choice, right? I mean, so that's another thing that you're going to be looking at when you're talking to people. And with the tanking of our economy in the last 4 or 5 years, people are laid off, and with the prospects of, you know, the employment being slim, you're all of a sudden in a limitation. So people need to understand that, you know, this is, you know, you no longer have a job. There's not a lot of jobs in your arena. You know, you need to help these people, especially specifically we're talking about women today, but as I say, it applies to men as well, is to get over that initial shock, you know, that they've gone through of that unplanned career change, which I think I put in the outline, the interruption, because I'm reading a new book now by Patricia Shire about interruptions, and this would be something classic in her book that she would call an interruption. And so it's a shock of that interruption in their life, that unplanned career change, and most of them are really grateful to be on a more rewarding path where they never have to worry about getting another surprise pink slip, right? And that's what we're talking about with network marketing. I love the idea that, you know, how would you like to guarantee you're never going to get another pink slip in your life? And because that's a painful process, a very painful. And it's not don't be silly about it with a person, but you can really show empathy, be heartfelt, follow them through, listen to what they have to say about it. How did it make them feel? You know, did it rob them of confidence, self-confidence, you know, and walk through that path with them. Because you want to be grounded with them. You want to show empathy. You want to show them how much you care, because people don't care how much you know until how much you care. And then you can come up with a point and say, well, how would you like to be involved in an work environment where you never have to worry about getting another surprise pink slip? And most of them are going to respond very favorably, because especially if you're showing a lot of sensitivity and empathy for them, they're going to be ecstatic about that. So it's about, you know, what a great environment we have to offer, because you're your own boss. So the only one that can let you go is you. And that's really what's true about network marketing. The only one that's going to stop you from doing Manatech is you. You can choose to quit if you want to, but no one's going to ask you to leave, and no one's going to fire you, and no one's going to let you go. It's just a determination you make about your commitment to this business. So fun is that. So that's another great aspect of it. You want to be very, again, not without the empathy and sympathy that goes around the experience they just went through, which is heart-wrenching for many who lose that job. Some of you on this call today can relate 100% to that communication. All right, number six, the sixth characteristic to talk about is the low startup costs and monthly overhead. I think that's one of the most attractive aspects of network marketing, because I've looked at other businesses, I've gotten involved in other businesses, I've purchased businesses, I've done leverage buyouts in businesses, I've invested in other businesses, I have gotten involved in real estate businesses, and every single one of the businesses that I've ever been associated with are all, what? They cost a lot of money. Whether it's $100,000 or $50,000, $200,000, you know, we did a leverage buyout for over, you know, a few million dollars. So, I mean, they're all a lot of initial capitals required to make things happen. When you get involved with Manatech, I mean, you can do it as little as $109, although in the outline I put $499, because if they're really looking at it as a business, we truly want people to step up and do the business pack, which is the all-star pack, to really truly be in business. Beneficial today, because again, that extra 5% you get off of member accounts, 20% versus 15 is awesome. But we want people to, you know, look at it that, well, how inexpensive is that? Music on. Oh, I think I just got somebody who got off of mute, and yeah, maybe that's what it was. Sorry, people, I don't know where that came from. That was kind of resounding. So anyway, back to what we're talking about. So the idea that you have both. Yeah, I think we're just getting somebody coming off mute. All right, it sounds like background music to a conference call. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. How intriguing. Okay, so back to that. So again, low startup costs. So it's great to convince people because they have minimal risk involved and little overhead on a monthly basis. I tend to put $100 plus 30 because everybody's on automatic order for at least 100 and they're doing Success Tracker and Navigate, and that's the extra $30. So really minimal costs. It's not, so you're not putting your entire net worth at risk here, and it's about making a commitment and do a 12-month plan. And of course, everybody I get started in Manatech today, I don't want to use the word try. I tell them to don't get started unless you want to make a 12-month commitment, because we don't know what's going to look like after 2 months, and I'm not going to let you let minimal discouragement up front run you away from what could be the most awesome experience in your life. So make a 12-month commitment and let's make this happen together, and that's what we move forward on. So we build a plan, we work on a plan. Each month we come up with a new plan, what the structure it needs to be, so that we really keep on top of it. I find, and here's just an idea for a lot of you, if you're working with new business builders, I find what's exciting is, you know, we come up with new plans, but some people I actually work on a monthly basis. As soon as that business period is over, which happened this Friday, right, like today and tomorrow and this week, I'm going to be spending a lot of time with my leaders that are growing a business with, okay, what does this month look like for you? What do you got planned? What's going on? So they can really get focused and directed on what they want to create over the next 4 weeks, because it's more bite-sized pieces than looking long-term. If you say 6 months and you don't do the bite-size, then you're leaving out how to get there. So you want to make sure you focus on immediate activities as well. So, and we're building a new activity sheet, by the way, that I'll get out to you guys. I think it's going to be done today or tomorrow, but I'll get it out to all of you as well that might help you. It's like an activity tracker sheet, and I think they're going to be using it for the flight team, but you guys are all in flight anyway, right, building your business, so we all need to have a chart or sheet that helps us. But the low startup cost monthly overhead is awesome, and of course we have so many tools today that cutting back on cost, because people can order directly on your websites now, and you've got the internet. We just have so many technology has given us such massive amount of tools to allow us to cut back our costs. I don't know about you guys, but how much money have you spent on tear sheets and DVDs and videos lately? Like none. And for those of you who have been around Manatech as long as I have, and some of you have been around a lot longer, you know how much money we used to spend every month from DuplePack and buying from Manatech all the tear sheets and the videos and the DVDs and everything from A to Z. And oh my gosh, and some of you still have a garage full of those things. But the beauty is that basically that doesn't exist today. So there's very minimal cost in terms of marketing materials, something that if you would have told me 5 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you that it was going to disappear, but clearly it has. Another neat thing to talk to people about, too, is the idea that, and this is number 7, so we can talk about that, is that the rewards and incentives that we have. You know, Manatech's got the great thing about the winning iPads, exciting trips, cash bonuses, all of these things. Today I find that when I talk to people about reaching executive director and getting $10,000 cash bonus, that's huge. People really respond to that, because even though you earn that monthly income, that's kind of, it's almost like being spent as you earn it, because you're seeing how it's taking the place of the income that you were earning before. But $10,000 coming in is not just taking the place of the income you were earning before. It's kind of like some free chunk of cash, even though you don't earn it all $10,000 in 1 month, but the idea it's $10,000 that you can earn just by hitting executive level. That's a big deal, because people can, all of us, I mean, if I asked everyone on this call today, what would you do if $10,000 entered your life today? I know every one of you would have a way to spend it. I know everyone. We have ideas of what we want, what's missing. You know, for us, it might be, you know, I was working with the air conditioning guys this weekend because we lost our air conditioning in our house. So they fixed the air conditioner, but our upstairs air conditioner is 18 years old. And I don't know about you guys, but an 18-year-old air conditioner, you're running on that edge about any day now it could just break down. So $10,000 would come in really handy to replace that air conditioning unit, right? I mean, it's not cheap. Those things are, you know, anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 to cost. So we all have things that we would spend it on. Some of us might, I'll tell you this, if I win, if, Lydia goes, not if, when you win, when I win my $10,000 coming up in November, I want to dedicate that money to build a church in Brazil. That's my goal. And so that's a neat thing, too, because it costs only $12,000 to build a church in Brazil. That is so awesome. And so we have all sorts of ideas. And those cool rewards are something that don't always exist in the corporate world. So be apprised of that. Make sure you're presenting that in that light to people as a distinction of what goes on in corporate America. Number eight is saying goodbye to any glass ceiling. This is really true. This really aims at women, that women in most professions are still being paid less than male employees in similar positions. There's no doubt about it. There's still a lot of discrimination in the marketplace, and, you know, it's changing, but changing very slowly. So there's, you know, that proverbial glass ceiling. Most women in corporate America have seen it. They've felt it directly. They know it. And when you get into network marketing, there is absolutely no glass ceiling. There is zero gender bias. It doesn't play a part in any way, shape, or form with your income. And I think the statistic today, I put it in the article, that came out of the article, was 82% of the profession, of our profession in network marketing, is made up of women. And more of them are rising to the top, claiming the multi-six and seven-figure annual incomes in the process. So it's just an incredible new way of wealth creation for women across the world, not just here in our own country, but across the world. So it's exciting to be a part of that process of watching how this can be an incredible opportunity for women. And there's no gender gap, no distinction. There's no concept of the ability of management to make a distinction based on gender, because that's not how people are paid. We have a system, we have an income structure, and everybody fits within that income structure, which is neat. So great, great news on that. Number nine, free up your time. And is this a gigantic blessing or not? You know, it's one of the things I said. I believe I was talking to somebody last week after I got back from Brazil, and I said, do you realize that, you know, for me to be able to be on vacation with my husband the first week in July and then take 2 weeks off and go out to Brazil, a mission trip, sharing the gospel with people, I couldn't see myself doing those kind of things when I was practicing law. And I mean, it was like I didn't have the flexibility of just doing whatever I want when I wanted to do it. And there's just a beautiful thing that in life to be able to have that free time to do what you feel the Lord's laying on your heart to do. And that's what we want to take more and more advantage of that. And network marketing as a model clearly gives you that kind of freedom. Now, I want to highlight in this thing, because a lot of people that I talk to about network marketing, when I first present them the opportunity and talk about the business aspect of it, I tell them that, you know, a lot of people love to get involved in network marketing because of the freedom that you have and the flexibility that you have, and there's no question you can have more soccer mom days and things like that. But one of the issues is that a lot of people I've seen that have got involved in it out of the corporate world, they want the freedom before they do the work, if that makes some sense. In other words, we got to work really hard. Let's really put in a tough, you know, year or two. Let's really work at this really hard, and then that freedom comes. And I think that's very true about anyone that I've ever seen get to presidential in Manitech. I shouldn't say anyone, because I see some people it takes 10 years to get there, but a lot of the people that came on board, like Mary Jo, you know, I came on board in 99, started doing the business, and within 2 years, 2.5 years, I reached presidential, and I worked so hard. Now, some of you say, well, Mary Jo, you're still working really hard, and I do work hard because I love it, but I'm not, you know, back then I remember pounding the streets, and I was, like, doing meetings, and I was traveling to Austin, you know, once a week and driving back at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was just doing some really crazy stuff to drive this business because I knew that massive action creates momentum. So the important thing to talk about here when you say free up your time is that's why you put in the two good solid years. You put in the really tough solid years to work hard at it so that down the road you really have it made. I mean, you have the idea, and it's not that you won't work at it, but the idea that you'll have that flexibility of going in the mission feel for 2 weeks, turning around and maybe, you know, I might be heading back in January again for two more weeks. We're talking about multiple trips on an annual basis now. And what a blessing. I mean, it's just fun to be able to say that's not a problem for me, that we can do that kind of thing. So free up your time so that you're not stuck and tied down to that corporate job. It's just a beautiful, beautiful concept. Yeah, because that leverage model of network marketing, it just gives you more freedom long term to be able to do all the things you really want. And then finally, and perhaps the article even suggested that this one, perhaps number 10, is perhaps the most important reason of all. And that is the idea that you get paid well to be who you are. Because a lot of women that get in corporate world, and I didn't feel this as much because I wasn't one of these burning the bras, women's rights movements in the 60s and stuff, because I never looked at myself as any kind of, you know, like I'm not equal, you know. I never had that sense. I never had that feeling. I never, even though surely there was discrimination in my path, I mean, some things people would say, but I just took it. I mean, I don't take, when people say things to me that might be a little discriminatory, I just kind of look at them as ignorant. I don't look at it as that a statement of, because it's not really a statement about me. It's a statement about their ignorance, if that makes some sense to you. And part of that is, of course, my level of self-confidence and just that I know God didn't create me to be, you know, deficient. He created me to in his likeness, so the greatness that he has is the greatness that I have because he lives in me. So it wasn't an issue about any kind of discrimination or whatever. But the idea that the a lot of times in the working world, you know, women are forced not to be emotional and to try to check back some of the things that are typical, stereotypical things that we describe in the women's world. And we find ourselves being very unfulfilled because we find ourselves being unnatural. There's concepts of we work from an unnatural state. We're not allowing ourselves to really breathe, think, and act and operate as women. And in network marketing, I mean, it's the exact opposite. In network marketing, the feminine traits, if you look at sensitivity, empathy, all these incredible things that we have, loving collaboration, authenticity, you know, being out there, huggy-feely, all that kind of stuff, all those things are just incredible, that nurturing concept, support. In fact, that's why I think network marketing attracts so many more women. 82% are women, only 18% are men. Because our characteristics as women, the things that we love the most, the nurturing aspects of us, are perfect for this business. And I think we don't talk about that enough. Now, is this something you want to talk to about a new male associate you're bringing about? Probably not, you know. But it is something you want to deal with when you're dealing with women. When you're trying to bring in a professional woman, you can talk about how awesome this is from the corporate environment where none of these characteristics are really honored, to be in an environment where, you know what, you can just have fun and be natural, authentic, be a nurturer, be a supporter, fill all those roles and just have fun doing it. And it's exactly what drives this business. So pretty neat to look at those. So there you go, people. I hope this is kind of helping. I put the quote at the end that she said, savvy women everywhere are looking for the opportunity to escape unfulfilling jobs, very true, circle that term, and enter into a new rewarding career path. Recruiting these women into your team is about the smartest thing you can do, and to do so, you must understand what motivates them the most, right? That's our idea. Our concept is find the need, fulfill the need. We're a need fulfillment business. So you want to help them recognize that your business is not just another way of making money, but also a way to experience more balance, time, and family, opportunity to make a difference, to be successful, and not having to have to sacrifice yourself in the process. And if you accomplish that through using these characteristics and traits to describe what network marketing is, then you're going to attract a lot of these incredible women to your team and create a great environment, a win-win for everybody. So, people, with that, I hope this helps you. Again, take your highlighter, go through it, and pull out some terms and ideas and concepts that maybe you have been ignoring or you haven't been highlighting when you're working with people. You can even make a little chart and carry it around with you just to be something that you remember to talk about. I know that when I read this, I kept saying to myself, you know, Mary Jo, you don't bring up enough of these characteristics when you share with people. I bring up some, but some of them just tend to go by the wayside. So hopefully today was a great reminder for all of you that there's plenty of reasons out there why somebody who's in the professional arena who loses their job or walks away from it, or maybe who, you know, approaching a lawyer, approaching a businesswoman, maybe there's a way that you really can attract them to Manatech, even though they might be making six figures. It doesn't matter, because a lot of these people are unhappy where they are, and they're frustrated, and there's just, and they can make six figures in Manatech as well, and have all the greatness of what that freedom and luxury and that working with people they love and getting more balance in their life and getting around away from the politics and you know, just working as collaboratively and using their nurturing characteristics, all those things that we talked about, they can have all of that in network marketing. Okay, so that's it for today. And any questions? Anyone have any comments or questions before we leave today? Anything you want to support other people with? Or talk about how maybe these characteristics can help you in terms of sharing. You might have somebody right now, I'm sure there's somebody on this call that's working with some people that have lost their jobs. Perfect timing. As people tell me so many times on my calls, they go, Mary Jo, this call was perfect. This is exactly what I'm going through right now. Hopefully I've hit a home run ball with some of you. And for others, again, make your checklist and have it really clear in your head, the importance of these different characteristics, because our goal isn't to talk about us. Our goal is to find out about them. We're on a research path. We're on a search mission. We're on a discovery, as Michael Oliver says. We're on a discovery mission, and we want to be able to respond to them in a way that meets their needs. And that is what's going to be so attractive for somebody to get on board with you in this incredible business opportunity, right? Okay, any last-minute comments, or I'll let you go. Ooh, 5 minutes early. You guys are lucky today. Oh, anyone? All right, everybody, remember, this is the first week of a new business period, so let's make it happen. We're all kind of shooting for that $10,000 executive bonus for those of us who have been on board for a while in Manatech, and it's still right there for within reach. It's just about finding a few of these people, a few women out of the working world, and you could see those people, you know, climb up to executive or national status in the next 3 months, and all of a sudden you win your $10,000. What an awesome thing to do. But you got to start somewhere, and a lot of times people are just, they go, well, I can't do it. Well, you know, there's that famous Henry Ford saying, if you believe you can or you believe you can't, you're always going to be right. So I believe I can, and that's where I come from. That's where I live. That's where I thrive. And so let's go make it happen. It's a choice we make on how we believe. So, okay, everybody, love you all, and we'll talk to you again next Monday. We hopefully we'll have a book review for you next Monday, and keep on and keeping on with doing all this greatness around what's happening in Manatech today. It's a fun place to be. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.